The members of the Chicago Quartet, known as the Sea and Cake, aren't your typical band geeks. Lead singer Sam Prekup has a career as a painter and photographer. Drummer John McIntyre is a respected recording engineer and producer. Guitarist Archer Pruitt creates underground comics. And bassist Eric Claridge does illustrations for the Chicago Reader. The band works sporadically, but has just released its sixth album, One Bedroom. Tom Moon has a review.
Right away, you hear it. Open space, big vistas, rhythms moving ever forward like a train slicing through the horizon. Where Aaron Copland conjured a pastoral American landscape, the Sea and Cake is creating an urban one with elements of rock. The songs of the Sea and Cake are sleek and streamlined, but that doesn't mean they're not complex. When these four musicians get together, they're concerned with developing something more than just melodies and beats.
So now you're going, whisper slowly and I mention, listen to what we can't believe. Down on the corner, sleepers, so adore recounting the last time forever.
Much of the attitude comes from Sam Prekup, the singer, whose phrasing falls somewhere between cool and comatose.
Nothing more, and I gave them this morning.
It's like he's determined to preserve his serenity. He reshapes David Bowie's song Sound and Vision into something you'd hear on a sleepy Sunday afternoon.
Hey, a bright, strong day. Nothing to read, nothing to say. Fragile, the second night begins us. I wonder how to get through.
You'll recognize the building blocks of these songs, traces of Brazil, insistent power pop strumming. But if you listen again and close your eyes, those touchstones will evaporate into the background. The Sea and Cake has created a place where the sounds paint the pictures.
This time, tragedy. And I fell in our throes. Press on in a lucid style. We reject the timing. It's not so bad. I just misplaced.
The album is called One Bedroom by the Sea and Cake. Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.